So as we open up to receive our highest advantage, it's important that we understand that it can occur quickly. So we want to remember that we're so used to things taking time, things working in a slow way, that our lower self can't conceive of what's possible in the new tomorrow. Excuse me. So this is the time of our seeking. In other words, this is the time of our grace. This is the time of our renewal. This is the time of our expansion. This is the time of our true seeing. So true seeing is seeing beyond the past. It's seeing beyond the personality self. It's seeing beyond form. So it's like the formless and the form come together and unite. So allow yourself to be driven in this higher alchemy, in this higher state, in this higher union, in this higher stance. So when we're receiving that union, when we're receiving that glance, we're allowing that light to catch on. So just imagine like you have a good idea and it catches on and it's gaining popularity. In essence, that's what we're doing with our own holy remembrance, is we're catching on to the new consciousness, we're catching on to the new season, we're catching on to the new birthing process that is already upon us. So we want to feel that. We're not waiting for Santa Claus. We're not waiting for something in the sky to arrive. It's already here. We're already immersed in it. We're already, they're saying like our place is already made secure. Our placement is already made secure, meaning that it's all unfolding upon us. So it's for us to seek like consent. So in other words, to agree with it, to like it, to want more of it. So as we seek these higher chambers of light, how would I say it? It's sort of like dust to dust. In other words, what was in the pain body? What was in the mental body? What was causing us grief? It's like it's being washed away. So just imagine like there's some grime or whatever on a pan, but the water keeps spraying and you just watch it leave. You just watch it leave. In essence, that's what's occurring as we will trouble ourselves now. So they don't mean trouble. They mean to be proactive, to take that consciousness that is ours. It's so precious where we abide by, what we focus on, what we're alerted to, what we stand by, and allow yourself to proceed, meaning allow yourselves to transfer to your lighter version, to the housing that's now upon you, that is your new consensus, that is your new home, that is your new operating stance. And so as we allow ourselves to draw from that light, as we allow ourselves to draw from that which is now seen, again, seen with our spiritual sight, seen with our spiritual advantage, it's all is consumed. So in other words, when we agree with that light, it takes over everything. And so we have this opportunity to begin again in that we're here, but we're here in a higher glance. We're here in a higher station. We're here in a higher state of ascension. So again, when we hear ascension or enlightenment, it's sort of like, well, I'm just trying to get through my day. Like, I'll worry about that later. But the truth is they're both occurring simultaneously. So as we open up to that light, as we open up to that quickening, as we open up to that stardom, we open up to our new interface. So whatever it is we're trying to solve in terms of our personal reality is like receives a further brushstroke. In other words, everything in our personal reality is there through consent, through consciousness, through vibrational compatibility. So when we allow ourselves to rise, when we allow ourselves to explode, so you can rise a little bit or you can just go ahead and explode and just be light, then everything comes upon us in earnest. In other words, we're calling it forth because we're graduating, we're consenting to it, we're recognizing and admiring who we truly are. So again, we can't admire who another is if we don't recognize who we are ourselves. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to see. Again, seeing with new vision, seeing with new eyes, seeing with new perspective, seeing with new holiness, seeing with new birth. That birth is equal to like the wealth of the truth, of the truth of your soul, the wealth that is here and coming alive. Now, when I'm sharing this, I'm just, somehow we're with these pyramids and there's light going on and it's just so amazing. So we want to remember that we're multidimensional, and we want to remember that we exist outside of time. So this is the whole point. The birthing process is upon us for us to soon remember. But that soon is, they're saying sooner first, it's the weirdest thing, but it's sort of like the next wave, the next entry, it's already here. So like we're standing in the water and it's already up to our chest. It's sort of like, allow yourself to take that big gulp, allow yourself to draw from your natural occurrence. So the natural occurrence is your true self, is your true state, is your true reality. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be seen. Again, they keep saying that, be seen, be seen. We're being seen by masters that we see as separate from us, and we're being seen by our own master self, by our own ascended essence. And so we want to remember that we exist beyond time. So our future self that has already completed our assignment, like, has our back and is here and is present and is like ready to merge. It's ready to seek its highest draw. In other words, it's ready to be one with who we really are. Well, we're already that anyway, but we want to experience it. We want to be conscious of it. We want to be included in that natural lifestyle, in that natural persuasion. So allow yourself to travel. Travel is, I'm no longer the person that showed up for this transmission. I'm a new being. I'm a new being. So when they say like a new being in Christ, that's actually where we're expanding ourselves to. But again, recognizing that Christ is really our wholeness, our I am presence, our divine union, that is for everybody. It's for everybody. And it's already here waiting for us to unfold and unwrap. So just imagine we have presence that we're unwrapping, and we've unwrapped that important layer that's upon us all. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be seen, allow yourselves to be increased. Increased is, I now reside in that new consciousness. I now reside in that new frequency. I now reside in that new awareness. And so from that awareness, I draw to myself similar promotion. So what I recognize to be true, what I recognize of myself, I'm now willing to see in terms of what I bring forth, in terms of what I attract. And so this is just going to keep getting good and better still until we arrive in our whole assembly. So we want to remember that this is the reason we took our birth. You know, on the one hand, we're learning our spiritual lessons and we're growing in our advanced lifestyle. And additionally, because of our vast power, because of our vast might, that simultaneously we're drawing upon our own assertion for the welfare of the collective, for the welfare of humanity. So we want to remember the extent of support that precedes us, that is like immersed with us, that's joining with us. So every time we say yes, we get supported, but it's like we're not supported for being helpless and dependent and infantile. So when we just sit and wait, not going to happen. So we want to remember we're learning how to be the master ourselves. We're learning how to graduate. We're learning how to be aware of the new scenery of light. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that promotion. We want to feel that destiny. We want to feel that love's arrival. We want to feel that accuracy and earnest, meaning that I'm ready. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to align. I'm ready to be lifted. I'm ready for all. Again, serving the all, because remember, this is about awakening the heart. So it can't just, if we're just serving the smaller self, then we're going to keep attracting more of that consciousness. If we're serving the best and highest good of all, including ourselves, well, then everything's available, because we're here in the name of service. We're here in the name of light. We're here in the name of the highest draw, because we're all one. So as we move into 5D consciousness, as we move into unity consciousness, there is no separation, which means I can't win at the expense of someone else losing. It just won't be supported. We really want to realize that this is a significant shift, a significant paradigm shift, where everything I do is for the best and highest good of all. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. It really doesn't, because as you proceed in your liftoff status, as you rearrange your light, you get the benefit. So someone can be in lower consciousness all day long, and it's not going to affect you, because you've already risen. You've already admired your loveliness. You've already honored your highest stroke. So what they mean by that is, because you've dropped attack, because you've dropped fear, because you've dropped competition, you don't need to have that experience of it. It's extraordinary, the opportunity that then is like placed in your lap when you really get that. It's like all for one and one for all, that it's like God loves everybody. So again, you could be personally attacked, but again, it's like, am I gonna respond out of my personal self or that higher pledge? So that's what's being offered, that's what's being driven. They're saying morning, noon, and night. So driven, it's sort of like, remember. It's not like a hard drive. It's just sort of like, remember, like whispers, sweet nothings in your ear. That's really what they mean by driven. It's just sort of like, it's almost like a hum, like a hum of the new birth, a hum of the new atmosphere. So receive on all levels. So that means our mental body, our emotional body, all subtle bodies, receiving that light, allowing that light to activate our spiritual DNA, allow the shift of consciousness to occur with the smooth transition of arrival, expecting miracles, miracles meaning shifts in consciousness. Receive. And they're also asking us to include a quick prayer if there's anything that we still have blinders on. In other words, any aspects that we're still in denial, let that be exposed. Not in a hardship way, not in a personal attack from the outer, but in an awareness of light. So that's answering someone's question, like exposed, that made them a little nervous. So it's like to bring forth to your own awareness. That may be a gentler way of expressing that. Exposed to the self. You can't heal what you can't see, what you're not aware of. It's just that simple. Receive. So normally we come out of this, and they're asking us to hold this a moment longer, and they're offering us grace. For those that are ready, they're saying there's no end to their good supply. There's just no end to their good supply. As you were ready. So it is. Thank you, everyone, for joining.